I plan events for the Tenderloin Museum, and last night we showed a film which was footage of Cecil Williams, the legendary leader of Glide Church. It was from a 1975 television program and hadn't been seen in 40 years. Cecil and his wife Jan actually came to the screening, and it was a dedicated crowd of people that work at Glide or orbited Glide or were fans of Cecil's. And we screened it last night, which was Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. And the director was there with his wife. The founder of the Tenderloin Museum was also there, Randy Shaw, with his wife. And it was absolutely incredibly electrifying. Cecil was this incredible prophet, basically, like a really progressive prophet that used to play to these absolutely packed houses at Glide Church with just so much energy and life. And the film just really got it and portrayed him in such like a passionate, engaging way. Lots of close-ups of his face, lots of just interviews with him. And the whole crowd reacted like they were actually seeing it, like they were actually there in 1975. They shouted, they cheered, and then at the end, basically everyone in the audience just cried, and Cecil was openly weeping, and it was an incredible experience to be there and see it. I've never seen a 30-minute television program 40 years old affect an audience in that way. Everything he was saying was like very relevant for today, and afterwards people were getting down and holding his hand and kissing it like he was their prophet, and everyone was just in this amazing religious ecstasy. He was just this like amazing prophet with these really great progressive ideas. He was incredibly far ahead of his time. He was right out in front on gay rights in like the late 60s when no one was. And it was incredible experience to be able to be a part of producing that at the Tenderloin Museum. It was like exactly the kind of interaction between history and the present that I think a museum like ours is capable of.